Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we travel our first journey. Today is March the 19th. Our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ruth, chapters 1 to 4. Our ultimate refuge should be God alone. The story of Ruth took place sometime during the rule of the judges, when there was anarchy and total disregard for God's law, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. One family left their ancestral property and went to the land of Moab to live among foreigners in a strange culture. This resulted in the two sons getting married to Moabite women and the death of three men of the family, leaving behind an old Jewish widow and two young Moabite widows. However, the story of Ruth hinges on a crucial decision that Ruth took when it was time to make a choice between returning back to her heathen parents' home and slipping into oblivion like her sister-in-law Orpah, or adopting the God of Israel as her God and the people of Israel as her people. But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following after you, for wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." Ruth chapter 1 verses 16 and 17. Ruth was a Moabite, a descendant of Lot, who was excluded from the congregation of Israel forever. However, what we see here is that Ruth left her parents, which is her earthly ties, her people, which is her societal ties, and the land of her birth, which is her territorial ties, to adopt and live among the people of Israel that she never knew before. Her kinsman redeemer Boaz recognized what she had done, and Boaz answered and said to her, "It has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." In reality, Ruth had taken refuge under the wings of the Lord God of Israel himself. Due to this one act, she became the great-grandmother of King David and was listed in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ, and also had the wonderful privilege of having a book in the Bible named after her. Let us be clear about one thing. Our ultimate refuge should be God alone. If we take refuge in God, He will surely take care of us. He will be our safety zone in the time of trouble. As we read in Psalms 46 verse 1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble."